Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call tonight. Glad to have you aboard. Praise Yahweh. This is the 24th of December, and we are in the holiday season, if you will, celebrated around the world in a pagan gesture to identify the birthday of the Messiah, which we believe to be incorrect, by the way. And nevertheless, we are there. Most people are celebrating, and they're off from their jobs. We hope that we have a large audience tonight listening in to the Shepherd's Call. Well, you could do your part by calling a friend and telling them that the pastor's teaching service is on the air. And we're known as the Shepherd's Call, and we are one of the shepherds of the Covenant Identity 2 Seed Line ministry services that is offered for the benefit of Jacob Israel. Well, tonight we're going to go into a very exciting New Beginning series, and we are going to entitle our message, The Descendants or the Seed of Joseph. We're going to specifically look into the New Testament scriptures tonight as to the relationship of Christ and to what bloodline he descended from. And better yet, what is the present bloodline today? And we covered in a six-part series as USA Ephraim in our exciting series last week. We covered the six messages on the subject of USA Ephraim, or who is Ephraim in prophecy. We now have those tapes mastered and ready to send out to those who would like to have the series on Ephraim USA. That's the title of the tape. And so if you ask for it, just simply ask for Ephraim USA. We'll send you the exciting six tape series just for a free will offering, and we'll leave it up to you to decide how much you want to send and help the show in any way. Praise Yahweh. We're not on here to sell tapes, or we're not on here to give them away either. We're on here to educate Jacob Israel, and we believe that the teaching is worthy of the price paid. So we'll leave that up to you at this point about the cost of the six tapes that are to be sent to you if you'd like to have them. In this exciting series of tapes, we covered and proved, we think, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we are the United States of America is, always has been, and always will be, the land of milk and honey, a place where Joseph, the birthright chosen ones, Ephraim, would settle eventually in the West. But if you look in the Maseroth, or the Heavenly Consolation, the man that is bearing the pitcher of water, which symbolizes Ephraim, the pouring out one, the seed of Joseph, you have to go to the west to find his location. You come to the United States west of Palestine, and you will find the United States, as we have indicated to you. And for that purpose, we teach and identify tonight that America is Ephraim. Well, we also note tonight, as we are present for this holiday season, and we could go into the paganistic rituals that are being performed all over America. We are a land that has gone a-whoring after other gods and other religious systems. We have strayed from the old path and have taken up other gods, as it was the curse of Jacob Israel, and the scriptures indicating that one of the reasons that our Heavenly Father fell out with us, you see, If you go back to history and do a thorough search on the Exodus or the expelling of the Israelites from the Palestine area, you will find and trace, if you will do your homework, there's many books written up on the 10 tribes scattered abroad, the routes where they left, the trail that they left. It is very evident that we are the descendants of the 12 tribes who were to become as the sand upon the sea to fulfill the prophecy that Yahweh give us in the scriptures. But Yahweh doesn't fail. Yahweh doesn't lie. But he does punish his seed. He chastises them. And I do believe that America, the great, is in for a chastisement period such as, and as is indicated in scriptures, such as a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. And I'm talking about as the world, we are indicating the lost sheep of the house of Israel would be in great peril, as we have noted in our Ephraim series in the 30th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, particularly the 7th verse gives hope in this time of trouble that Yahweh himself, now, not Yahweh's people, but Yahweh himself has sworn to David that he would deliver the house of Israel from its time of trouble. Now, that gives us hope, and we, I'm talking about the covenant racial identities, two C-line ministers, be it near or far, are now preaching and propelling the truth of the gospel around the world. And our message is plain and simple. Repent, for Yahweh is coming to judge his people. Now, be you also ready, and the Bible says, be not deceived. The Bible also says to present yourself living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh. Do not get caught up in this eating and drinking and being merry. You see, when they say peace, peace, then cometh sudden destruction. Now, we want you tonight, if you are one of the few that does listen to the Shepherd's Call on a regular basis, to stand guard. Be devoted watchmen upon the wall. Do not get caught up in the reveling and the banqueting, as is a custom for our country and the world at large to celebrate this pagan Noel. And that's exactly what it is. There's Noel in this one, ladies and gentlemen. Noel Elohim has sanctioned this series of holidays. Just as the Father is not behind Easter, that is another pagan day. It's a substitute to do away with the actual feast days that Yahweh chose. These have been swept under the rug of forgetfulness of the majority of Americans and the people of Jacob Israel at large in the world, wherever the Anglo-Saxon, the sons of Isaac, the sons of laughter. Yes, we love a good time. We are noted as sons of laughter. We're noted as relevers, and we are noted as those who are liking to party and have a big time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a time to be merry, and yet there is a time of war. There is a time of trouble, and we are in these latter days where the Father said that we should be ready as watchmen on the wall. So I encourage you tonight especially to watch and to listen for the sound of the Spirit and the call that goes out. We are in a time of peril. Noted that in the Scriptures it says that in the last days that there shall come a perilous time, meaning that we could not be saved. We could be nuked. We could be biochemically induced or sprayed down, if you will, with poisons. And these possibilities are real. And the Bible wants us to be on guard. Now, the greatest problem in the world is deceit. Do not be caught up in the paganistic deceit of the world. The Father frowns on it immensely. Now, I'm going to show you in the 78th chapter of a book of Psalms. As we begin our series tonight, we will perhaps stay on this to make this a 3, maybe 4, 5-part series, as there is much teaching on the subject, and we're talking about the descendants of Joseph. Now, we're going to particularly concentrate on possibly 3 descendants that we can name in Scriptures. Number one, we're going to talk about David, what his genetic downline was and where he came from, who he produced, where that seed is at tonight, praise Yahweh. And we're also going to talk about Miriam, that little Hebrew Israelite girl. She was out of the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom. She wasn't from the tribe of Judah. She wasn't a Levite, as some suppose. We're going to give you indications that she herself was a descendant of the tribe of Ephraim herself, that David himself was a descendant of Ephraim and Joseph. And also, the last but not least, we're going to prove that Christ himself, if you will permit me to use that word, which I like to use the word Messiah, but I'll use Christ because it is a more readily identifier for most of you that I have in my listening audience, the ones that I need to teach. Now, the old rats in the mill, as I call them, those who have graduated, those who are on the meat, they know that I'm talking about Messiah, the Hallelujah one, the Word made flesh, Yahweh, in a flesh body, come to dwell or to tabernacle among his people. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. Logos is the correct rendering from the Greek, the Logos, and also it is the Greek word tabernacle. So Yahweh himself tabernacled among us in a flesh body, the Spirit manifest in flesh. He himself was, as I indicated, himself a bloodline descendant. Now listen to this. Catch it real well. He was a bloodline descendant of Yahweh. Now, that means that we run the expanse of a great, 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 great journey back to the descendants of the garden. And we intend to do that. Now, it gets very complicated, very deep in substance. And so then, this is a message, beginning the message tonight. We'll try not to complicate it, try to make it as simplistic as we can in our presentation that even the babes, the unlearned, could discern. And therefore, you would have no excuse of not understanding who the Christ child was, where he came from, and what his descendants' purpose was into the world, and how he fulfilled the prophetic scriptures that are written throughout the old parchment, meaning that he did fulfill. Now, the interesting question tonight, everyone, especially in Bethlehem, Judea, ladies and gentlemen, because of the war and the war situation in Bethlehem, Judea, a lot of the tourists, those that would go in and visit at this time of the year, have purposely stayed away because of the bloodshed that is flowing in the streets of this area. Why? Is because the seed of Ishmael and a seed known as the Jews. Now, we would like to tell you by simplifying this statement that we are going to examine the bloodline descendants of those who claim to be Jews and are not, but are liars. And that in itself is a 10-12 part message of 12 or 14 hours of teaching right on its own merits. So then we will try to not incorporate that into this series. We will graduate, if we can, after this series, to go into that subject and prove to you that there is and always has been, beginning at Genesis 3:14, where the curse came upon the offspring of Satan, that old serpent, the devil. Yes, we do believe by being two seed line that there is two seeds in the earth tonight warring. They're known as light and darkness, and they're warring over the very, very purposes that I'm teaching here tonight. And the war continues. It will perhaps, given time, Yahweh's mercy, and time tarries, it will be here as a problem long after this old gray-head preacher is off the scene. But I would like to leave a legacy, a memory, if you will, by the help of others who have helped to put my voice around the world tonight. And we are appreciative of those who have inquired, those who have called, those who have questioned, and those who have hungered for more knowledge. It seems like that we have a hungry bunch, if you will, of sheep in the pen. Now, we just got through a couple of weeks ago with the series of the 13 steps into the revelation of Christ through the Maseroth, meaning that the heavens declare the work of his hands, and that he has revealed himself in the stars long before he revealed himself in a flesh body. So therefore, all of the peculiar examples of the testimony and the prophecies are being systematically fulfilled to where that we are living in the time when the beginning or the seventh angel is about to sound. Now, the year 2000 marked a turning point in history. We knew that around the turn of the century that there would be an awesome, and we mean a awesome change or a change of direction, a speeded up event, if you will, of time, meaning that we are entering into, and I've taught on this in prior messages, we are entering into what is known as the photon belt. That we are in a process by nature and by the elements and by the star systems as they hurl themselves in a systematic clock-like work as we are now in a speeded-up process. I don't know where you've noticed this or not, but the hands on the eternal time clock are now flying around the clock. Why? Because Yahweh himself said that he would shorten the days. Now, to shorten them means that he'll speed up time. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're like me, you can't keep up from one day to the next as one day or one night merges into the other and one battles for supremacy. And before you know it, that day is gone and we're into a week and a week is into a month and a month is gone and a month has come and gone and 12 of those passes in another year. And here we are. We are in awesome times, I believe. I've talked with my peers in several of the locations around the United States and foreign countries at large, and most of them agree that we are in a speeded up process that is unprecedented. Now, why, where, and when these events are to stagger or to come into their staggering position to become realities is where that the prophecies to be unveiled come in. Now, the most important thing we believe for you as a listener is to know where you came from. Now, by saying that, I believe that my job as a minister of Yahweh is to present the whole truth to you without any compromise. I have lost friends upon top of friends because of my refusal to compromise the integrity of Yahweh's truth. I'm not in it for friendship. I'm in it for an eternal home. And I've got to deny myself, my family, my friends, my mother, my father, and all of the other brethren who would walk contrary to the planned, predestinated purposes that Yahweh has laid out for my life. I am a called minister from my mother's womb. I was called to preach the gospel. I've been in the business of preaching the gospel for over 45 long years. I've been around the teacup hunting for the handle. I found it in the divine creator's name. Now that opened up a revelation. After I got into the name of Yah, I found it to open up numerous doors of wisdom that has now propelled me into a wise one, meaning that I have come through the gate and now have entered into the city where I have no need of the sun or the moon or all these other things that I put under his feet. I now have the direction and purpose and the intention of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me and say, this is the way. Walk in and find rest for your soul. I would like to pass this valuable information that has took me years to accumulate into my being. Now, I found this out, the wiser you become in Yahweh, the more foolish you become in the world. The more accepted you become in Yahweh, the less accepted you become in the world. Now, I have found that to be that is the most trying of my experiences because I want to be loved, I want to be appreciated, I want to have the pats on the back of the people at large, but when I preach the gospel, I find nothing but persecution. I find nothing, as the Apostle Paul said, in perils of my brothers, in danger of my own countrymen, a day and night in the deep, 39 lashes three times he had received, death threats, left for dead, things of this nature. I now find realities in my own ministry. Things haven't changed. They have intensified to where every day for the Racial Covenant, 2C Line Identity preachers, it is a struggle to preach the truth in season and out. Why? Because the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'm going to give you some sound principles in this message, The Descendants of Joseph. We're down at the bottom of there. The shepherds call Pastor Buddy, call a friend while we're on the break and tell him to come back here in 2 minutes. And I'm coming back in the second half and I'm going to really kick butt and take name, praise Yahweh. And we're going to tell the devil where he's from as well as the children of Yahweh where they're from. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. We've got a good one coming to the ball here, praise Yahweh, as we are entering into a new series, The Descendants of Joseph. We intend to prove particularly three important players in this message. Before we get through, we're going to examine the descending sons of David. Of course, we will start with David's progenitors, and we will work through the Bible systematically. We need, as I have often indicated, and we have a new chart listed here that we do not have printed, don't have it available. We have it available in rough draft. If you would like to see the correct genealogy downline that me and some more folks have worked on repeatedly, praise Yahweh, as we learn more about these hidden truths, as we adventurously search the scriptures for wherein we think we have eternal life. Now, let me give an example here. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right. Now, most people around this time of the year, you will see probably plays and Christmas plays, we call them, and I used to participate in them when I was in grade school. Christmas was something that was presented, Christmas plays and things, and I often wondered about the three wise men. And I was told that they were three wise men, three wise kings that came from the east, and in the plays it was always three wise men playing the role. Well, the preachers from the local assembly here, the Baptist preachers, good old country preachers, and they would tell us that there were three wise men that came bearing gifts to the Messiah. Well, nowhere in recorded scripture that I've ever read does it say that they were three wise men. And yet, I was grown up to believe that, believed it for over 30 years. And as Jacob, he believed that Joseph was dead. He mourned. He went through the mourning period and the grief period of his heart. And for many long years, Joseph was missing from his life and feared or thought to be believed that he was not. Now, just because of that there was three gifts, the gold, the myrrh, and the frankincense, presented to the child in the stable as he laid in a manger, doesn't mean necessarily that they were three wise men, as we have been led to believe. They could have been two, they could have been a half a dozen or a dozen or maybe 50, who knows, because there is no specific number given. But we've always took it for granted that they were three wise men. That's where we can believe a lie and be damned. And it's very easy to slide in to the sly, cunning craftiness of Satan and his mad dogs as they bring us tradition, and we are as nature would present us to ourselves, we are in a traditional natured sense that we are prone to always believe what we're brought up to believe. Now, I give illustrations. If I was born of parents John W. and Myra Johnson in 1937, I was born in Granger County, Tennessee. Now, I was brought up, of course, they being themselves Southern Baptists, I was brought up in the strict Southern Missionary Baptist Church. Now, I was a Baptist because Mother and Daddy was a Baptist. What if I'd have been born in, let's say, China? I would have perhaps been a Buddhist, no doubt. So you see, tradition, don't cut it, folks. You've got to break from the navel or the umbilical cord of Mother Nature or flesh nature of Mother and Dad and get away from that. Leave your father and mother, meaning spiritually speaking, who is my father and my mother? Those who believe the word of Yahweh and those who are willing to pay the price to stand for it. You see, I don't have many friends around the country. I don't have many to call me and congratulate me on a fine message, just those that believe the message that I preach. Otherwise, I'm getting on toes and stepping on tradition. Why? Because I come against all pagan activities, including Christmas. Nowhere was Christmas celebrated after the death of Christ for 400 or 500 years after there was no Christmas. Now, all of a sudden, we get a notion to have a Christmas occasion to celebrate his birthday. Who gave it to us? None other than that traditional form of church, Catholicism, the Babylonian church that has polluted the planet with her images and her idolatry and her fornication. In the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation, she is that great Babylonian whore, and from her came the Protestants, the protestors that hated her flesh. They came out of her because of the urge of the spirit, meaning that they were propelled out of that church age into a new out of the gospel when Martin Luther broke from the Catholic Church and started the Protestant or the protesters as they rebelled from the Mother Church. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just because they propelled away from the Mother Church, the harlots became what they always were. They came out on the wrong foot. They came out with tradition. They came out with falsehoods, and they are now in falsehood. And just because they came out into a little more light or a little more truth, you see, the more truth that you preach, the more easy it is to deceive the very elect. Meaning that every church, every organization has to have a little bit of truth mixed in with a lie, or a lot of truth is better to mix in with a little lie, and then a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. You either make the tree good or the fruit good, and then you proceed. In this case, to become a racial covenant two-seed line identity believer, you've got to sever ties from all tradition and all church groups, including the bell boxes of the world. And I could mention them, and they're too numerous to mention. But most of you that listen to my preaching teaching says that I preach that you and I, myself, have got to come out of her, my people. That is Yahweh's command. Remember, if you learn anything on the planet, you have to learn to think right, because thought creates experience, and words are very empowering or disempowering. We have been taken to the cleaners by the changing of some of the most prolific of all the scriptures and the most important. Remember, I told you that they took out his name through translation and inserted a false name. Therefore, the stone rejected became the accepted stone, and the accepted stone became the rejected stone. And I teach in everywhere I go that you must repent and be baptized in the name that's not in the Bible. I'm talking about the King James Bible. And all of the other translations that I know, some have been changed this and that. I've never got a hold of a correct translation yet. And even some of the old parchment has been tampered with, according to some of the friends that I know that have mastered and taught and are teaching Hebrew. Now, we're talking about the Squire script and also the Paleo. Things have been changed, even text, even... You see, when we put the compiled text into scripture form or verse form, we begin to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and these master-skilled, what are they called, scribes, Christ, one of Christ's enemies, he mentions periodically in the New Parchment, he says, to beware of the scribes. Now, what was he talking about? The scribes are those that wrote or changed or... You see, they copied the scrolls tediously, and they put down sometimes what they thought ought to be there. You see, each generation has its own truth. What used to be the accepted norm in, well, I'll give you an example. You see, my grandmother, she was 96 years old when she died, and I never even as much as seen her ankle. Well, the modern grandmothers of today, they're wearing miniskirts, and you can see plum to Cincinnati and back, as the old saying goes, and still leave nothing to be desired because they show it off. Now, isn't that awesome? If my grandmother was resurrected from the grave and she's only been dead about 50 years, well, wouldn't that be something for her to come back and see this generation of grandmothers who have grandchildren looking up where the dress ought to be? Well, times change, ladies and gentlemen. What is the accepted norm now used to be a ghastly sin. Well, just like we go back to the days of old and we're going back to Scripture, men have entered in and changed Scripture, and what was necessarily truth then is not truth now. So then we must rightly divide the Word, and we're getting into the area tonight. And if you'll stay tuned through this week's series, you shall learn something probably that maybe you just perhaps have never learned, because we're going to fit the puzzle together correctly, and we're going to rightly divide the Word and give you the genealogy downline of David and Miriam and Christ. And we are going to show you that they are all descendants of the birthright tribe. They were not ever, never, never, I repeat, never, were they from the tribe of Judah, as we have been led to believe. Christ was not born in Bethlehem, Judah, as been supposed. Why? Because we have had some major doctrine of the Scriptures. Where was he born, Pastor Buddy? The very place that Jacob had the promise and the birthright, and the very place that Rachel died, in the territory of Bethlehem Ephratah. All of the notations in Scripture of Ephratah has been removed from the Bible, and all of the mouths expertly by those who wanted to change the Scriptures to enter in as snakes or wolves and change sly and cunning craftiness of the scribes and the lion pen of the scribes. They have taken out a very, very, very good things that have led us astray and made us believe a lie. Now, most people believe that Christ was a Jew. Most people believe that David was a Jew. Most people believe that Miriam was from the tribe of Levite, just because her cousin Mary, and they assume, and so was Zechariah, that they were from the tribe of Levite. Well, in the case of Miriam, it's not so. Why? Because if it's so, then all of the other downlines of genealogy have to be refigured or retexted or corrected where the errors in the Scripture, the places that they forgot to go, is where I'm going to take you. and we're going to write a device. You say, brother, buddy, you're very scary, and this is something that I care not to listen to because I don't want to know if all of this has been a lie. Then mother and daddy believed it, and glory to God, and if I find out that they believe the lie, and the Bible says he that believeth the lie can be damned. Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that you yourself are in peril of perishing for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, if you reject knowledge, Yahweh shall reject you. It is that plain, it is that simple, and the time has come that men and women must believe the Scriptures, not as it is written in these altered texts, but as it is rightly divided and put in proper context, not out of context, as these wise scribes or these builders. Remember what Peter said in Acts 4:11 and 12. This is the stone that the builders. Now, what was he talking? Why was that word put in there? Builders in the Greek. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter knew that after his departure, that grievous wolves, just as Paul had quoted in the Scripture, when Peter, James, and John, and all the apostolic fathers were killed, hunting down like common criminals. Matter of fact, if you want to, read the 12th chapter of the book of Acts, verses 1, 2, and you will see what this pastor is talking about. They were killed. They had their heads cut off. They were thrown in prison. They were tortured. They were persecuted because they taught that the Jews were not God's chosen people. Oh, my. And today it's politically incorrect to teach what I'm teaching. I am going against the multiculturalism of Judeo-Christian concepts and thinking. I am spanning the gap to make up the difference of the hedge. I am bringing things that they will not bring. I'm bringing things that possibly you have never heard. If you've never heard this old gray-headed pastor preach and teach, I bring it out of the book, here a little and there a little, rightly divided, and lay it out on your table as meat. And if you have been weaned from the milk, you can understand where this teaching will go before it's over. It will make a new creature out of you. Lo, listen to me. You've got to be washed in the Word. You've got to be cleansed. You've got to be accepted by the Father. And the greatest way for you to start out your soul-seeking ministry, if you will, the steps ordered by Yahweh, your life is hanging in the balance, and perilous times are here, and the time has come that men shall not endure sound doctrine. Why? Because it's not popular to be a racist. When you get in groups and you teach that Jacob Israel is a one bloodline people, and out of them Yahweh chose that people for his own, his sheep, and for us to go nowhere else to try to make proselytes. For the Bible said they shall compass, listen to me as I quote, the Scriptures, land and sea, and to make one a proselyte. Now what for? The missionary zeal of the house of Yahweh or Israel has eat him up, meaning that they leave their own. You see, we've got poor, we've got those who've not been taught, and yet we've got our missionary churches going overseas and converting all kinds of races into Christendom, and we make them two for more the child of hell because they can pass land and sea to do so. Now, you say, oh, buddy, you're just jealous because you don't have a foreign ministry. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What if the commanding general gave me orders, and my marching orders were in the 10th chapter, the 4th and the 5th verse of Matthew, and in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 1, and other scriptures that I could relate to you where he said to go only to the lost sheep and to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Well, that's good enough for me, and I'm staying home. I'm staying and teaching where I'm teaching to the sheep. And if you are of the descendants of Jacob, then I have a message for you. Come out of these politically correct bell boxes, repent of your sins, cast the name that you have held sacred away from you, the accepted name, and take the name rejected, YHVH, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yod-Heh, Vah-Heh, and come in to the revelation of the divine name, and you shall receive a thought process into your heart. Then you will grow up as a calf in a stall, and you will be wise as a serpent, and harmless as a dove. You see, I found out that my wisdom was not sought after I found wisdom. As long as I believed foolish things and false names, I was a great preacher. As long as I preached a lie, I had people wanting me to pastor their churches and be a shepherd over them. Oh, I could have been retired long ago, but when I preached myself into the truth, I preached myself out of the world. He that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him, and for such as you that love the world, or you love tradition, or you love to be in the bell boxes tonight all over America, the bell boxes are having their Christmas Eve getting ready and teaching and putting on their Santa Claus trousers, if you will. Nobody laughing about this but the merchants and the usury beggars, which are nothing but the international cartel of Canaanites who have changed the truth into a lie and worship the creature more than the Creator. If you would remember the Creator in Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, I dare you to read it. And then look at that little decorated tree sitting in your living room. And then go out to your house and look at the lights you've got strung from here to yonder as you spend hundreds of dollars decorating your house to look great or to get ahead of the Joneses next door, and you wouldn't send a $5 offering to the preacher that's preaching you into hell. That's true, ladies and gentlemen. You see, if a preacher's beating on you with the truth and you are the flesh realm, you don't appreciate it. Of course you're going to get pissed off at Pastor Buddy for preaching you the truth and taking the joy out of Christmas. And you're saying you're a Scrooge. You're against Santa Claus. I'm just doing it for the children. And yet you go out and spend $1,000 on lights and think nothing of it. And yet if I'd ask you for a $5 take to save your soul, you say, well, I ain't giving you nothing, boy. You don't preach down in my church and I only support my church. Well, you won't hear this in a common church. That's why Yahweh said, my preachers are preaching in the streets. Go into the hedges and the highways. We were not accepted in the norm bell boxes. When Christ was here, he wasn't accepted in the temple that took the Jews 46 years with Herod, that fox, to build. You know why Christ didn't go in that temple? It wasn't his. It was not his place. He don't dwell in temples. I repeat this. And for you Jew-loving Christians that believe that Christ is coming back to build a temple, he's going to build one over there, but it ain't for the one you believe is the truth. It's for the one that you've been deceived by. Of course it's going to be for Jesus Christ. Because Satan, the archangel, the mighty one, the light angel, he's going to come and masquerade. He's an imitation. He's not the real thing. And he's going to come and sit in the temple that they're getting ready to build. Yeah, the cornerstones are there. You can see them if you will go to some of the websites. You will see that they have built the harps. And they got the clothing. They've got the ashes of the red heifer. Oh, they've got all these things ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. And they're going to build a temple with hands that Christ, the true Christ, the Messiah, said he wasn't going to set in. Oh, my. Hallelujah. You say, oh, buddy, you're just bashing the Jews tonight, and you're just bashing Christmas, and glory to God, I ain't sending you no money. Well, that's true. Well, we're down at the bottom of there, and that's okay, because we're going to preach you the truth. Remember, we're going to get into this series, the downline. I'm going to get into the genetic downline. Let me give you my address. I got to get on this quick. I'm running out of time. My address, my mailing address, if you dare write me, the bold and the beautiful need to do so, praise Yahweh and the daring, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Now, call me at area code 423-626-2172. I'm here tonight. I'm not celebrating Christmas, and I'll take your call. See you tomorrow night with part two of this amazing series that we're going to entitle The Descendants of Ephraim. You stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 Eastern Standard Time. Yahweh bless you, Jacob, and the sheep scattered above.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.